USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter is trying to block Elon Musk from buying the company. The so-called poison pill plan allows shareholders to buy additional shares at a steep discount in order to prevent anyone from gaining a majority stake in the social media platform. The move is a way to dilute Musk's stake in Twitter and prevent a hostile takeover. Musk offered to pay just over $54 a share in a deal worth about $43 billion. It's Groundhog Day. I feel like Bill Murray. That's how Ukraine's president described his feelings when he was asked about weapons his country needs as it fights the nearly two-month-long war against Russia. Zelensky adding he needs to calm himself down when he's asked the weapons question because he has already talked with world leaders about what he needs. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
One governor is keeping his promise when it comes to sending illegal immigrants to the nation's capital.
A third busload of illegal immigrants arrived in Washington, D.C. from Texas on Friday morning after the head of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection frowned the move by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Washington, D.C. Congresswoman Democrat Eleanor Norton says she's glad to help the illegal immigrants get anywhere in the United States they want to go.
We will be very happy to facilitate these migrants to go wherever they, in fact, would desire to go, just as we have up until now.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The President and First Lady are releasing their 2021 tax records. The Biden earned more than $600,000 and paid more than $150,000 in federal income taxes. Part of that income came from the First Lady's day job as a community college professor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
NASA's plans for fueling up the Artemis 1 moon rocket are on hold. The space agency announcing a leak of liquid hydrogen was detected and the so-called wet dress rehearsal was called off. Crews are preparing for the launch of an uncrewed spacecraft on a trip around the moon. Three Michigan men have been arrested and are being charged with human trafficking. Kalamazoo County, Michigan Sheriff Richard Fuller says they find the suspects by having police officers pose as minors in online chat rooms. Then they agreed to meet the suspect at a hotel and arrest them. Fuller is shocked by how many people engaged with these officers pretending to be minors.
They start a conversation online in chat rooms with someone, a police officer, posing as a minor child. The chat turned to sex talk and different acts. Arrangements were made to meet at a local motel.
All three men are facing at least 4-year felony charges, and Fuller says more could come. The Ohio State Buckeyes football team will hold a tribute tomorrow for former OSU quarterback Dwayne Haskins, who died last weekend. Players will honor Haskins during the team's spring game by wearing DH stickers on their helmets. There will also be a pregame moment of silence and a video of Haskins' Buckeyes highlights at halftime. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.